Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we have a guest today.
Yay!
We have Mr. Beck by popular demand, and by popular demand, it's me and Sarah wanting you to come be back. Welcome back, Kiana.
Hi, everybody.
It's been so long.
It's been way too long.
See, this is why adulting is BS, because you can't come do fun stuff like this.
This is true. Life gets in the way, unfortunately.
We'll get an update with what's been going on with you, but first we need Sarah to give us the contact info.
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So quick overview. How's life been going, Kiana?
It's been going well. Work. That's about it. Work.
A little bit of travel.
A little bit of time with the boyfriend, you
okay.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Still with the same boyfriend.
Same boyfriend. Same work.
All right.
Same work. Mm-hmm. Yep. So just living the quote unquote dream doing that. But
I know we were talking about before we started recording, like just job interviews in general and how stressful like just working and adulting and stuff like this is. And just some of the weird stuff we've encountered. Like, I had a really creepy dude ask me to call my old manager right then and there.
Yeah, that's like, a lot.
Yeah,
it was weird. But that kind of goes into one of the things I wanted to talk about, since we've all kind of worked at different places.
Mm-hmm.
But we've obviously worked here. And we've seen a lot of weird stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially at the station. But someecards.com put out a list of 15 people who share the most unprofessional things they've gotten away with at work.
Ooh.
Do you guys, Sarah's face right now.
I was going to say.
You can just, I'll let you think about what are some of those things there for.
I already have one. Let's get real.
I have a few I could think of, but.
All right. So are we going to limit this to things that we have done in the workplace or while on the clock? Or both? Because you can be not in the workplace, but still on the clock. And then you can be off work, but at work. I've done some stuff off the clock at work.
I think we should allow off the clock as well,
okay.
too.
Okay.
Since that seems to be when things happen, at least at the radio station.
All right. So one of the things one of the people said, it's consistently saying that I'm at an off-site meeting when I'm really just shopping or at home.
Ooh.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah, I'm working. I'm doing stuff online. Just kidding. I'm not at all.
Well, are you buying business stuff? Like, yeah. What's the definition?
Are you buying some pens? Some
are you
sticky
buying
notes?
Clothes for work?
Exactly.
Yeah. See, you can bend the truth a lot.
This person, actually, this is kind of cool. It says, I worked at a bookstore, and if a student was nice to me, I would photocopy certain chapter and pages of books so they didn't have to buy the whole thing. And if you guys remember college,
yeah,
those books were ridiculously expensive. When you try to sell them back, they give you like $2.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. That seems like a lot of work.
Right? And it says, I would use my 50% off discount to feed the homeless who came into the cafe.
Wow. Well, that's a nice thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people are way nicer than I am. I would never even think about doing
some
that.
Some people... A lot of people say
that. Okay. Well, I mean, it's true. Let's get real.
There's actually evidence of this one. It says, my boss took the picture after he called the office multiple times. Since I didn't answer the phone, he came over thinking something had happened to me. And she is flat out sleeping on the table.
Ooh.
Just like face down or face on the table.
I think she might have had a rough night the night before.
But it's not even like, you know, when you put your head down on the table. Like, her whole body's on the table.
Oh, boy. At the workplace?
Okay. Yes.
Ooh, that's...
Because, I mean, I feel
at least
like...
go under the table.
Or
a little bit hidden, you know?
I mean, if I'm the boss and I walk in and someone had just rested their head down, like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, crap. Like, I put my head down and, you know, accidentally fell asleep immediately. But that is, like, I plan to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Laying probably not for that long, though. Mm. You should have set an alarm.
Yeah, come on, bitch. let's see... this is a revenge story. It says, I made cupcakes with X-lax because people kept stealing my lunch and snacks.
Isn't that illegal?
I was going to say, is that like poisoning?
That depends.
Oh.
If you give it to them, then yes. But like what I've done is like if you put your own food, if someone steals, like if she had put my name on, you know, this is mine, don't touch, and someone goes and steals your food, it's on them.
Oh.
So what if you made a batch of something and then you just put it out in like the community kitchen?
That is poisoning.
It is. Okay. Even though you didn't say take one necessarily.
Right. Well, like we here at the station have a communal kitchen table. And if anything is on that table, it is assumed it is free for all. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Whether it's food or just random
trinkets
swag,
or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is the free for all table. Anything on any of the other counters or tables or the refrigerator is assumed off limits.
Mm-hmm. So, gotcha, gotcha. So, they actually have to come in and basically steal said product.
So if they go in and steal it, that's on them.
That is amazing then. I would so do that. Yes. If someone was stealing all my food, 100%.
So
I would
pissed.
Put all the things
just
in
make
that
some tasty it. Stuff, put your name on it in the fridge, like, do not touch, and just leave it there. And just
I'd try to, see, if we have cameras here at work, so I would try to go back and see who entered the bathroom for how long.
Right? We would see people, like, running.
Granted, we could also see who's been stealing your food, but I think it'd be more fun to have the evidence like, yeah, this is you crapping your pants.
Plus, they should get punished for such
bad stealing. They're stealing.
Yes.
It's BS. Like, you don't want to violate the trust of the communal kitchen.
Exactly.
So this person says, this man told me he wanted warm chocolate milk, and I gave him a regular hot chocolate milk because who has the time? And when I brought it to him, he said it was hot and he asked for warm. I looked at him and told him, okay, so blow on it.
Dude, I made someone a coffee at the restaurant I work for, and it was not hot enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I think something's wrong with your machine. And I was, in my mind, I'm like, I think something's just wrong with you because it feels very hot. And so then he was like, I want another one, but will you heat it up in the microwave? And I was like, this bitch. So I heated it up for like a minute, which is like a ridiculously too much amount. And I was like, I hope you burn.
Oh, God.
What did they think?
I think that's scalding hot.
Like, I was like, it's very hot. Like, I think it's really hot. And then he took a sip. He's like, oh, it's perfect. I'm like, damn you.
See, those are crazy moments. Like, I had this grandfather and this son come into the restaurant when I worked at a barbecue place.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some wings on the menu, but they're just your standard buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid looks like he's about 12. He's like, so are these really hot? I'm like, I mean, they're standard. He's like, well, can I get them hotter? Like, really, really hot, like 10 times hotter than this.
Ugh.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, okay, because we have some like habanero sauce that like the cooks F with in the back. Like they just, you know,
for themselves. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And I literally go to the kitchen. I'm like, F it up. Burn it, like, or just like
make it hella hot.
Like, he wants this to burn his mouth, and they made it like it burnt regular buffalo sauce makes your eyes a little teary, but this was just so hard to walk with just because of how
powerful it was.
Mm-hmm. My eyes were just tearing, and this kid loved them.
Really?
He's like, these are great. I'm like, oh my god, what is your mouth and stomach coated with?
Was his dad eating them too?
No, his grandpa. He's like, yeah, no, he likes the spicy food. We're from the South. I'm like, oh, but still.
Oh, no.
I've never met a 12-year-old, even like in my family, Mexicans, like I've never met a 12-year-old who ate that spicy of food.
I would die.
Yeah, it's too much. And I like spicy food, but there's like a limit. You know?
I can barely handle spice. Mm. I'm a little wuss. I'll have like a little tapatio on my rice or something.
A little
like
that.
And my boyfriend's like, oh, is it too spicy for you? And I'm like,
it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
So this one's kind of awesome because it kind of shows you how observant guys are. And we get a lot of this in the studios. It says, I dyed my coworker's hair at work. She walked in a blonde and walked out a brunette. And our boss looked at her like, you know, you look different. I can't put my finger on it.
Wait, in the workplace she dyed her hair?
Yeah.
What?
That is amazing.
So they probably just went to the bathroom, got some box dye, did it, rinsed it out, and then she probably had a hair dryer, let it dry naturally.
Honestly, we could have done that. We could do that with you, and like the guys won't notice.
No. I mean, I think if I went bleach blonde or something, then yes, but I'd like to give them that much credit, but you never know.
I wouldn't give them that much
credit. Are they that oblivious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your face.
Her hair is like, she comes in and her hair is like purple.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, it's like dark, but it's like,
noticeably
to me,
purple.
Purple. And I'm like, damn, Vicky, your hair looks great. No one noticed.
I don't expect anybody at work except Sarah to notice. Like, I'm not looking for the notice of the guys because I'm not going
to
get it.
And I,
there's no point.
To me, I'm just like, okay, all y'all aren't colorblind. Like, what's your excuse? And then after like a few hours, I was like, I pointed it out to everyone. I'm like, her hair is effing purple. And they're like, oh yeah, it is. And I'm like, what is, what?
Like, oh God.
I think guys are born with like missing parts like that. Like, they don't notice stuff like that. And to me, it's just like the most obvious thing ever. And I'm like, what is not in your brain that's in ours?
I feel like girls are more detail oriented. Like, we notice the little things. Like, I notice when you cut your bangs.
Holler.
Yeah. I can tell when she cuts her bangs. And it's just her bangs. It's because her face looks less straggly.
Oh. Bangs?
It's because the bangs, like, usually when they get too long, they kind of get all
up in my grill. And I have to put them to the side, and it's a hot mess. But, like, for me, a hair is a big... And you have, like, a decent amount of hair, so it's not, like...
Oh, thank you, because it's really thin.
Well, yeah, but it's long, so I feel like that's, like, a main thing you look at on a girl, because there's just so much of it.
I always just assume it's like, what the hell is this taller doing here? It's like, get it away. Like, you just look down. It's like they're not even noticing.
Just kick it a little.
Just, come on, get out of here. This person says, not the most unprofessional thing I've done, but nonetheless. And it's a video of them showing under their desk, and there is a bottle of Bailey's, and then he shows his morning coffee cup, implying that he had Bailey's and coffee at work.
See, I always want to do that, and I always, like, pretend, like, ooh, what's in my coffee mug? But, like, I don't have the balls to do that.
I eventually, like, once I've been at the restaurant long enough, you kind of get to the effort mode.
Yeah.
You just have a little cocktail.
No, like, I would have the, bartenders make us stuff.
Make us, like, shift drink.
Like, under the table. It's like, and, like, we would have soda glasses, and we'd put them under, you know, all our stuff. So everyone would mark their soda glass. And so, you know, we'd get our soda glass.
I guess the restaurant, we used to have something called wine time.
Okay.
And, like, the bartender would be like, if, like, we're stressed out, or if it's slow and we're just bored or whatever, be like, is it wine time? And then we do shots of wine.
Shots of
wine. Which isn't going to do anything.
No, but it was still, like, you know, still drinking. Like, here... I would be nervous doing it because I feel like there's not all alcohol around. I don't know why, like, at a bar or a restaurant, you're like, well, it's right here. Might as well. You
and
know,
you're, like,
you think
moving
it's
around,
like,
doing stuff too.
Yeah. And, like, wine, you could just put in a coffee cup. It could look like coffee.
Sure,
like, no one's going to question it. But, like, at a place where there's not, like, alcohol, and you, like, specifically bring it to, I'm like,
might be a little suspicious.
Yeah. Like, I think I look like an alcoholic.
We would on Sunday mornings, like, especially if it was slow, or even if we were all stressed out, we'd get mimosas and we'd put them in, like, the big to go cups.
I can definitely see that working in the service industry. It's a stressful job. Yeah. I mean, I haven't worked in there, fortunately, but just hearing some of your guys' stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember if our chef at the time or our sous chef, if they were being really stressed out and cranky, I'm like, hey, would you like a Coke, no ice? That was our code.
Oh.
He wanted either whiskey Coke or rum and Coke. He didn't care, but it's like Coke, no ice. And I go to the bartender. It's like, hey, Adam wants a Coke, no ice.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, okay. But there's only a couple bartenders that would do that. Like, most of, like, I think there was one who wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she would. I don't know. I never asked. But she always seemed like a goody-goody. So I'm like, okay, we don't ask her.
We should just try it here one day. We should just get faded.
Oh, my God. Like, they did that once on air, and they interviewed somebody, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They got drunk on absinthe. Ooh. All of them except BJ.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking absinthe, though.
That's,
have you ever had absinthe?
Sip. Not, like, real. I had a sip of the real stuff, but never had the...
With,
like,
the,
a drink.
It reminds me of Jägermeister
little bit. Yeah, because it's the black licorice.
Yeah. I've had the real stuff before. Not with the, I think they put was it lauder or something in it to make the hallucinogenic or the wormwood or whatever.
Wormwood.
But yeah, it was just a terrible tasting drink.
It's like, if you don't like black licorice, you're not.
No, it was terrible.
So don't drink Jäger at work.
That would scare me to hallucinate or whatever. Oh my goodness, I cannot even imagine.
Not at work. No,
not at work. That'd be terrible.
I mean, off hours, maybe.
in my normal life.
This person says, I left a caller on hold for half an hour while I went to go get lit with some coworkers.
Ooh.
That's nice.
That's a jerk.
Was the caller an a-hole?
That might have been why. I have a friend. She has a technique when you do have to call in somewhere, whether it's for customer service or, you know, tech support. If you have, like, a big problem and you don't think they're going to help you, or like, whether you're trying to get a charge removed, you start off mad and, like, yell, like, oh my God, this, you know, this bill is, you know, incorrect and blah, 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 blah. You stop. You're like, you know what? I'm sorry I blew up at you. I'm just really, really stressed out. I know this isn't your fault. And, like, basically be compassionate.
Oh.
Show that you're really upset and that you're compassionate. And she says, 9 times out of 10 or, like, 10 times out of 10, I will get what I want.
Make it feel sorry for you a little bit. Like, I'm this frustrated. But,
and I'm just like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to take it out on you.
You're so sweet. But
I like the little Jedi mind tricks going on.
So, I mean, I haven't tried it yet because I get too nervous. It's like, I've tried calling in for a bill. I'm like, why do I have this bill? Like, this was from, like, a year ago. Why am I just getting it now? It's like, oh, well, because of this, and that. I'm like, okay.
Okay, bye.
Take my money. I'm sorry.
And my friend's like, you could have had it reduced. I'm like, I don't know.
You do it for me. Pretend to be me.
Oh, yeah. She's offered many a time. So I might have to do that next time. So this is something I think I see a lot of people do here. It's online shop during work hours and have the stuff delivered to the office.
Ooh.
I think that's fine.
I mean, especially during break time. I see a lot of people get their stuff delivered here, which makes sense because a lot of people live in the city and a lot of people don't want it delivered to their house so that it doesn't get stolen.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
So I've seen people get like Zappos, you know, boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And
get some shoes.
I think Rev does that. Rev gets stuff delivered. Yep.
I don't know why here. But
I don't either.
Well, he lives down at Tacoma, doesn't he?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But he's got security cameras.
Porch Pirate Central.
Yeah. I feel like if it doesn't, like, get out of hand, like, a few packages here or there.
Sure.
Why not?
If you're not getting, like, 10 boxes a day.
Don't do your whole Christmas shopping.
I may or may not send boxes from here so I don't have to pay postage.
Oh, that's smart.
Just kidding.
That's really smart, actually. I never saw that.
Sarah's like,
Well, that's what letters do I need to send?
Not a mail.
Well, like, I had a, like, on one occasion, my brother had left like his favorite hat and his like a video game at my house, and he lived in Bellingham at the time and I lived in Seattle. I was like, I don't know when I'm gonna see you next, so I literally just plopped it in the mail, and it was to his at his house in like 2 days.
That's really smart. Except like, postage really isn't that expensive for like a hat and a video game.
No, it's not, but it's like going to get stamps or going to get the envelopes and just
here
doing
you're just
all
like
that.
Veronica, our front desk lady.
She's like, I don't care. Isabella says, I ate a pot brownie when I worked at a bank and I got so high that I claimed to have a migraine and I went into the conference room and took a nap. Oh, that was fantastic and stupid.
I ate half of a cream pie weed infused
cream
delicious
puff?
Thing. Yes, it was a cream puff. It was so good, but I don't smoke or really anything.
Oh,
I got so high at work. I was so paranoid, convinced everyone was against us. They were all like secret eaters or whatever,
secret
diners.
Shoppers. Oh.
And one table, all of them didn't speak English, and they were going outside to take pictures of like the planes that were flying above because we're near like the airport. And I was just like, they're going outside. They're all conspiring against me. And I like left.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
In the middle of the dinner shift, I like looked at the bartender who gave me the cream puff, and I was like, like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go because I'm freaking out.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you got that paranoid?
I got yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I got that paranoid and was just like, because it was busy. It was like during like
it
the
was just
busy
too
time
much.
And there was like so many people, and I was just trying to like keep track of everything and everyone. And then I was like, oh, they're conspiring against us. Oh my, they don't think I'm a good server. I'm gonna get fired. Am I touching the food with my hands? Like, and I was just like,
I know. Nope, I'm out.
You're like, I'm gone.
You go have the best sleep of your life.
Yeah, I went home and like passed out.
Those edibles, you gotta be careful.
One, they taste so good.
They do.
Right.
That's the problem.
And they need to have like a little drop of pot for like a whole little puff.
I love sweet things. Mm-hmm. And so he was giving me this cream puff, and he gave me a fourth at first, and I was like, that tastes so good, let me have another fourth. Thinking I was like a champ and I was a badass and could handle myself. Could not.
I feel like maybe even
lesson
like
learned.
The quarter would have still been too much.
Probably. Yeah.
I would never. I would never intentionally be high at work, at any job, because I accidentally did once. I ate. I went with one of our friends to like a edible pot cooking class. They showed you how to make pot butter and stuff. Actually, old radio gal Mary was teaching the class.
Oh.
And so we had made, like, she pre-made most of it, but we put them in the oven and these little crackers. And they were so good. They had cheese in them. Mm. And instead of pine nuts, she used, like, plain Rice Krispies. So they were crunchy and just delicious.
Ooh.
So I kept eating them because they're so good.
Oh,
I just
no.
kept plopping them in my mouth. And I get home and I was dog sitting. And I'm just staring at, like, I go to take the dog outside as a puppy. And I'm just staring at its action. That it dropped on the sidewalk for, I feel like, what feels like 20 minutes. It was probably like a good five of me just staring at it. And I'm like, it's not just me standing and staring there. I think I went like full on hands on my knees, bent over staring at
it. Examining it, or was it coming to life? Or
I
like,
don't know. I was just like
assessing the situation.
Yes,
I'm like, I need to grab this. I need to grab this.
I don't have a bag.
I didn't have a bag, luckily. I was so messed up. And then the next day was my first day at the restaurant training. Like
were you
morning
a little weed
shift,
hungover?
I was still high.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't hungover. I was high for 24 hours because I didn't come down until like the end of the shift.
You were just eating all the barbecue while they were like interviewing you.
No, it was a working kind of thing. Like it was me getting trained, and my cousin was the one training me. I'm sure she looked annoyed, but like I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Did you tell her?
Yeah, because she smoked. So good. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I had some like edibles yesterday, and I am still effed up. Apparently, I did a good job though. They're like, because I kind of took the lead. I'm like, okay, I know how to take an order. Like,
yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Those crackers.
I don't think I haven't had like a real edible since, like a food one. Like yeah. I've had like the little candies that you buy.
Sure, sure.
And even that I've got messed up.
See, those don't do anything for me. At least the ones I've had.
The little tiny things?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing. I do those to go to sleep, like on planes and stuff.
Oh, that's smart, actually.
We got another one. It says, I accidentally took too much of a big hit off my pen at work that I started having intense anxiety and my eyes were bloodshot red. I tried to play it off as the California fires causing the air to be polluted with, which is why my eyes were irritated. No one said anything.
See, I would play it off as like, I'm just really sad and I have to go home.
They always can't stop crying. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so emotional today.
My grandma died. You know, the third grandma died. You know, like, how many grandmas do you have? Like,
she died
dying
again.
I've never used that excuse, like, someone died. Like,
I've never either.
No, like, for anything.
My family's dead, so I can't use that excuse.
Well, then, or you really can. If they don't know.
I always gave the excuse, like, when I was in college and stuff, I'm like, I had food poisoning, so I had diarrhea out the hoo-ha. Like, nobody's going to want, no woman wants to admit that they had diarrhea, so if I'm saying it, they probably think, oh, crap, she's not doing good.
Yeah.
And then you give you this look, oh.
Oh, boy.
I was always in email form, don't mind me. It's like, don't touch me. Oh, this is awesome. It's like they plastic wrapped this, the entry to the coworker's cubicle completely off and filled it with packing peanuts. So in turn, he sealed one of my desk drawers and turned it into a fish tank.
That's clever.
Wait, like, I want to know where this person works.
I want to see that, actually.
Put like a water and a fish and
I guess.
In the cabinet?
Seal everything up and
I want to see the picture.
That'd be so cool.
I know, that would be kind of cool.
Like, I'm just going to feed my little fishies.
Open your little drawer and you got some fishies in there.
Unless you like keep forgetting, you keep putting like folders in it.
Like, oops. Well, there you go.
Oh.
This one sounds like something Sarah would do.
Oh.
And there's a picture with it. It says, I was the last person to leave the office, so I made a photocopy of my boobs on the copy machine.
100.
Yeah. She would post a picture with little smiley faces on the nips.
I would make hundreds and just plaster them all over. the station.
You know what they should be? Like, we could take the photocopy and then put like the old school letters and make them like a band promo. Like, you know, those flyers that you see in cities. Like, hey, come check out our band on Saturday night. I feel like just because of the look of the black and white, it looks very like 80s and 90s when they would just black and white their
it does
their flyers for their shows.
Whoa, you could definitely
some
make
big
some
cans too,
right?
Mine aren't that impressive.
Squished up, everything looks impressive.
I know.
So last one on this list, it's a phone interview with another company using company printer to print out offer letter and a scanner to scan in so that I could send it all over, all while they were paying me, of course.
I think a lot of people do that. They like job hunt and like
on the clock and stuff.
Doing their resume and while on the clock, which honestly I think is brilliant.
I mean, why not
get paid to get another job?
One stone,
right?
That's a little bold though. Like doing it at said office.
I think a lot of offices, they require this. Like you need to be here for 8 hours at a time. You need to be here, but sometimes their work only takes
Couple hours, 4 hours.
And they're done. And so most of it's just them screwing off. Or they're not done by the end of the day because it's like, okay, this is so tedious. Like,
yeah.
I could have been done an hour, like within an hour, but I have to be here all day. So what's the rush?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I can never work in an office.
Yeah.
But what is the most unprofessional thing you've done during work hours or at work?
Sex. Yes. I think I actually was on the clock, too.
What? Was this in the restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
I open, so I have the whole place to myself. Except, well, I've only done it in the bathroom. I want to do it on the bar, in the PDR, in the back patio, in the walk-in. I've had all these fantasies, but no, we have cameras.
I was going to say, we had cameras at
the old station, too.
At the restaurant, we had cameras.
Oh.
And apparently one of the guys stole a bunch of money. Like, he started the same day I did. He was badass. He was gorgeous, by the way. He dressed up as Superman.
Gorgeous and a badass?
Yeah. But you can tell he was bad news because he had one of those gold teeth.
Oh, the gold tooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you are bad news.
Have you not heard about the gold tooth, Sarah?
Yeah. He looks like every cartoon, you know, from, like, the 40s.
Funny.
But he was super, super gorgeous, really nice. And so I'd go and get food from him, and he would charge me, like, $2. I'd get foods and drinks, and, like, he would just... But he would steal a bunch of money from the register, too, so I wasn't surprised. But he ended up apparently banged one of the other bartenders all over the bar. And we had a really cool U-shaped bar. So when the other bartender found out, she, like, took bleach to it.
Everything.
That's my dream, dude.
But what is the most unprofessional thing you've done, Kiana?
Well, I have to say, I fear getting in trouble all the time. Mm-hmm. So I don't do a lot of bad things because I am that person that has anxiety
too,
and will sit and think about it constantly. But probably kind of along the lines of Sarah, not full-blown the sex, but did have a little kissy action maybe while on the clock or something
was
like that.
Was it on site or was it at an event? Or?
It was... technically not on site, so you know, I think it'd be okay. But I'm unfortunately one of those boring people that
goody two shoe
don't like getting in
did
trouble.
Did your mouth travel anywhere?
No.
Or his mouth?
Was it, let's say, second base?
There might have been some feeling.
So yes, second base.
But I try to keep it classy, you know. I respect myself, and
I don't.
I respect myself.
But yeah,
did he respect yourself?
God damn it, Sarah.
Obviously, I respect myself too.
He gave me all the respect, so we're fine.
Hey. I guess mine too, sex. But it was out on the balcony at our old building.
That is legit.
And it was sometime in October, but we did it like in the corner. Mm-hmm. So in case anybody walked out, and I was wearing a dress because that night was my best friend's bachelorette party.
Oh.
And so he picked me up. Because I think we Ubered to, it was a weird whole situation what we were doing. So he picked me up and.
The dude picked you up the bachelorette party.
Or after the bachelorette party.
Okay.
So from there, so we went to the station because I had to go drop some stuff off or pick some stuff up from there. And I'm like, hey, I got a good buzz going. I'm feeling, feeling risky.
Feeling risky.
Let's go. And it wasn't like anything like to, you know, completion, if you will. It was just literally, let's do this for the sake of saying that we did
it. Yeah.
So it was just like a couple minutes, and then I'm like, okay, we'll finish when we get home.
Oh, see, I'm always like, this is my goal. You must get there because it has to be legit or we're not doing it in public. So, I mean, I rarely ever get there because I'm like, better make it fast.
Let's go. Hurry up.
Are you ready? Are you good?
Let's go.
You done? All right.
It takes me a little longer to you know. But
anywho, but what is the most unprofessional thing that you have ever done at work? And we want to hear that. So send us your messages, text, emails, or send us a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll read them off next week, I believe.
No, we won't
because it's Thanksgiving week.
It is.
So we won't be here. I think the following week.
December.
Here's the thing. I think the following week after that may be our last episode of the year.
Oh, boy.
It might be.
Oh, boy. Oh, that'd be wild. But we at least have one more.
Yeah. Stay tuned. There's another one after this.
Ew.
Bye, guys.
Bye.